If you would turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew,
请我们打开马太福音
and chapter 3,
第三章
and from verse 13,
我们要从十三节看起。
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to the Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John would have hindered him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? But Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffereth him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway from the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove, and coming upon him. And lo, a voice out of the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
十三节到十七节，当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。约翰想要拦住他，说：“我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？”耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”于是约翰许了他，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And then in chapter 17 from verse 1,
十七章第一节，
Matthew 17 from verse 1, And after 6 days Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter answered and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, I will make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, be not afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one, save Jesus only.
第一节到第八节，过了六天，耶稣带着雅各、彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。你若愿意，我就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来，说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”门徒听见就伏伏在地，极其害怕。耶稣近前来摸他们，说：“起来，不要怕，因为他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。”
And then in the same gospel and chapter 26,
26章
from verse 36,
从36节起，
Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane.And saith unto his disciples, Sit ye here, while I go yonder and pray. And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and sore troubled. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Abide ye here and watch with me. And he went forward a little, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again a second time he went away and prayed, saying, My Father, if this cannot pass away, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them again and went away and prayed a third time, saying again the same words. Then cometh he to the disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
耶稣同门徒来到一个地方名叫科西玛尼, 就对他们说, 你们坐在这里, 等我到那边去祷告, 于是带着彼得, 和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说：“我心里极其忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。”他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“怎么样？ 你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心里固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。第二次又去祷告说：我父啊，这杯若能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成就。后来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦，耶稣又离开他们去。第三次祷告， 说的话还是与先前一样，于是来到门徒那里，对他们说：“现在你们仍然睡觉，安息吧。时候到了，人子被卖的在罪人的手里。”
And lastly, just two verses in Luke's version, Luke chapter 22 and verse 43 and 44.
我们同样一段记载在路加福音，我们要看的是22章。 43,
and there appeared unto Jesus an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became, as it were, great drops of blood falling down upon the ground.
43节，有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。 耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血点滴在地上。Could
we just have a further word of prayer?
让我们再一起祷告。Beloved
Lord, we're so thankful that we're found here in your presence this evening.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢你，今天晚上再次把我们带在你的自己的脚前。We
need you, Lord.
主啊，我们需要你。
We need you for the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
我们说话的、翻译的、听到的都需要你。
Lord, I can outline truths. My brother can translate them. We can hear truth, but unless, Lord, you are here present as the power and grace in the speaking, translating, and hearing, nothing will go through into eternity.
我们讲的、翻译的、听的都可以在这里讲道理，但是如果不是主你自己亲自今天晚上在我们中间，我们所有做的都没有永远的价值。Beloved
Lord, we are living at such a dangerous point in the history of the world.
我们今天在这个世界是一个非常危险的时代。In
many ways, a turning point in the history of the church.
甚至我们可以感觉到这是教会时代转换的关键时刻。
beloved Lord meet with us.
主啊，与我们相遇吧。
To that end, we stand by faith into the anointing you have provided through the finished work of our Lord Jesus.
为着你自己的旨意，我们因着信抓住你的应许，我们站在膏油的之下。
Into that anointing, grace and power, we stand by faith.
我们靠着信心，我们支取在膏油里头的能力恩典。
Let the speaking be anointed, the translating be anointed, and the hearing be anointed.
我们不论讲的、翻译的、听到的，都在同一个恩膏之下。
Then, Lord, we believe that your purpose in our time together will be fulfilled.
我们深深的相信，今天晚上你自己的旨意要在我们中间来应验。
Hear this our prayer, for we ask it in the name of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus.
求你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷祈求。
Amen. Well, I think you all know that the theme of this conference is the way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
这次我们大会的主题，我们应该都知道，乃是十字架，达到神永远旨意的道路。
And my responsibility.In this theme is the cross and the Christ.
我的责任这个部分是讲到十字架与基督。
Last night I spoke of three matters.
昨天晚上我谈到三个重点。
The fact that somehow from the very foundation of the world, the cross was in the heart of God.
在创世之前这一个十字架已经是在神的心里了。
Somewhere before even the world was created, the Lord Jesus had said, I am ready to go.
在创世之前，主耶稣曾经在神格里头说到，我预备好了，我愿意去。
And then we spoke about Bethlehem.
然后我们提到伯利恒。
When God the Son became flesh,
我们说到主成为一个肉身
When he became just a foot of flesh and blood
这位伟大的神成为一个一尺的一个肉身
Dependent upon a woman
他需要依靠一个女人
Accepting restriction, limitation
他接受人所有的限制
The things that we all feel at times
我们自己也走过这条路
It was the cross in action
这个就是看出十字架在行动中。
Jesus was born to die.
我们的主降生是为着来死亡。
That was the reason for his birth.
这是他来到地上来出生的原因。
It was that he might come 33 years later to Calvary.
为的是33年之后他能够走上加利略。
And die in our place.
在那里为人而死。
That he might save us.
来拯救我们这些人
and bring us back into God's eternal purpose.
借着这个死把我们再带回到神永远的旨意里头
And then the last thing I spoke about was those 33 years of the life of our Lord Jesus.
最后我说到主耶稣的一生这33年
Though he was a son,
他虽然是儿子
yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered.
但是借着他所受的苦来学一个顺服的功课
and being made complete or mature
借着这一条路他能够达到成熟
he became the author of eternal salvation
他就因着这一个就成为我们救恩的创始人
we don't know all the many things that the Lord Jesus suffered
我们不是很知道主耶稣受苦的每一个细节
The contradiction of people, the gainsaying of people
人怎么样的顶撞他
Those who argued with him
那些人跟他辩论
Those who told him when he was young that he was wrong
在他年幼的时候可能有人责备他说他错了
Those who returned his work to him and said there were flaws in it
可能有人把他做的作品还给他说你做的不好
When there were no flaws
到那里实在没有任何的
瑕疵。We don't know what the Lord Jesus suffered.
我们并不真的了解主耶稣受的苦。
But through it all, he learned obedience.
但是我们知道，经过这许多的苦难，基督学顺服。
And that is the cross in action.
这个叫做 行动中的十字架。
Now this evening I want to take three more events.
今天晚上我再讲三件事。
The baptism of Jesus, the baptism of the Christ.
基督的受洗。
The transfiguration of the Christ.
基督的登山变相。
And the victory won by the Christ.
然后他的得胜，基督的得胜。
And the first, of course, is the baptism of Jesus. We've read it in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3.
我们在马太三章看到主耶稣受洗。
Why did the Lord Jesus get baptized?
为什么耶稣需要受洗呢？
If it was the baptism of John, it was a baptism of repentance.
如果是讲到约翰的洗礼，这是悔改的洗礼。
Jesus did not need to repent.
耶稣不需要悔改。
Though he was tempted in all points like as we are, he was without sin.
圣经告诉我们，他虽然像我们一样受到各样的引诱、试探，但是他却没有犯罪。
Why then did he come to John and ask John to baptize him?
那他为什么需要来到施洗约翰面前要受洗呢？
He was not a sinner.
他并不是罪人。
He had no sins to wash away.
他不需要洗去他的罪。
What exactly was it?
到底耶稣这样做代表什么？
Was it for religious reasons?
会为着一个宗教的理由吗？
We have in the Jewish thing to this day what we call the mikveh.
在犹太人的礼节中有这么一个 mikveh 这个礼节。
Jews can be baptized many times.
犹太人可以受洗几次。
As soon as you're defiled, as soon as you've touched something dead.
你碰到有一些死尸或者一些不洁的，你可以受洗。
You have to be baptized.
你就受洗。
Was it that for that reason Jesus was baptized?
就难道就是这种传统吗？
No, I don't think so.
不，不是这个原因。
He said, when John said, "Why do you come to me for me to baptize you?"
连施洗约翰都不明白为什么你要来我这里受洗。
I need to be baptized by you, he said.
应该倒过来，我受你的洗才对。
But the Lord Jesus said.Suffer it now.
主耶稣就说暂时许我。
That I might fulfill all righteousness.
理当尽诸般的义。
I think the New American Standard Bible is better in its rendering in English. Permit it at this time.For in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Should I say it again?
This is Chinese translation, exactly.
Oh, well, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that the Chinese translation is so good. Jesus, those waters of baptism,Spoke of death.
这个洗礼乃是说到死。
Just as they speak of death for you and me.
就好像我们受洗的时候也是讲到死。
When the Lord Jesus went down into those waters of baptism,
当主耶稣下到水里去的时候
He was confirming in the sight of the Father why he had come into the world.
在那里他做一个见证向着神说我今天到地上来是为这个目的。
It wasn't just to work miracles.
我不是来行神迹。
Although that was part of it.
是我有行神迹。
It wasn't just to teach.
我也不是来讲道。
Though that was the revelation of the heart and mind of God.
是那个讲道把神的心讲出来。
It was to die.
而我是来死。
And at 30 years of age,The Lord Jesus committed himself to the death of the cross 3 years before it happened.
当主耶稣30岁的时候他在这里做一个见证就是做要三年后要上十字架受死的这个见证他在受洗的时候做了。
It is very interesting to me to see, to understand this.
要领会这件事情对我来讲很有意思。
The moment Jesus stepped into those waters,
主耶稣的脚一踩在这个水里
,and committed himself to the death of the cross,
他把自己定规走上这个十字架的道路。
Something happened that never happened before, other than at his birth.
忽然间发生一件事情，从来没有发生过，只有在他出生的时候有类似的。
But then it was the angels singing.
耶稣出生的时候是唱天使唱歌。
Now the heavens opened.
天开了。
For the first time the heavens opened.
这是第一次看见天开了。
And the voice of the Father was heard.
听到父讲话。
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I am well pleased.
我所喜爱的。
I often put it very crudely, but I think it gets to the point. It was almost as if the father said, like father, like son.
就好像这个父亲说，你看我的儿子就像我一样。
This is my son.
这就是我的儿子。
The cross is in my heart.
因为这个十字架在我的心里。
Now he has committed himself.
现在他把自己委身在这件事。
30 years of age.
在30岁。
And then the Holy Spirit fell upon him.
你就看到圣灵降在他身上。
But just wait.
还等一等。
Jesus was born of the Spirit.
耶稣是从圣灵生。
Jesus is already indwelt of the Holy Spirit.
他也是被圣灵住。
Now something else happened.
现在又有一个新的事物发生。
At 30 years of age.
在30岁的时候。
The age of Levitical and priestly service.
这是一个祭司出来服侍的年龄。
The Holy Spirit fell on him.
圣灵降在他身上。
He was born of the Spirit.
他是从圣灵生。
Indwelt of the Holy Spirit.
他也住在圣灵里。
He had the fruit of the Spirit.
他有圣灵的果子。
He was like his father.
他就像他的父。
And now the Holy Spirit fell on him.
现在你看到圣灵降在他的身上。
Anointed him.
膏他。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
I have heard through my life a whole number of messages
在我一生听了许多的道
about the Holy Spirit being like a dove
关于圣灵像鸽子一样
and these messages are always how sweet a dove is how gentle a dove is how meek a dove is
这一类的信息都是讲到圣灵像鸽子多么的柔软多么的甜多么的可爱
How easily frightened the dove is.
会容易受惊。
I'm not being irreverent, but doves are very stupid birds.
但是我并不是亵渎，我才是真正说到，你如果注意观察这个鸽子，实在不太聪明。
You all must know they're very sweet.
是很可爱。
Very gentle.
很温柔，温柔。
But they're incredibly stupid.
但是笨头笨脑。
They will lay an egg on a rafter.
它会生蛋生。
Like this, if they can, they lay an egg on. Of course, it falls off.
它在一个棍子上就可以下蛋，就会掉下来。
They are not very clever.
脑袋不会想一想。
Why did the Holy Spirit come, as it says in one of the other Gospels, in bodily form as a dove?
为什么另外一本福音书记载同样这件事情的时候说到？圣灵像鸽子一样降在他身上。
It wasn't just meekness.
他这里不是光光强调那个温柔。
Jesus was already meek.
耶稣本来就温柔。
It wasn't just gentle. He was gentle.
不是就是像一个君子一样，他本来就很谦和。
What was it?
到底这里要表明什么？
The dove was the most normal form of sacrifice.
这里乃是讲到一个祭物，最普通的一个祭物。
If you were middle class, you brought a lamb or a goat.
如果你是个中产阶级的人，你大概就带一只羊或者一个山羊。
If you were more wealthy, you brought a bullock.
那么你如果富裕一点嘛，你就带一个牛来。
But the vast number of the poor brought turtle doves, two doves.
但是一般穷苦的阶级他们只能带得起鸽子来。
As soon as John saw the Holy Spirit falling on the Lord Jesus as a dove,
当司徒约翰看见圣灵降临仿佛鸽子降在他身上
He understood it.
他马上明白了。
Behold the Lamb of God who bears away the sin of the world.
因为这是代表着神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
Here is God's sacrifice.
这里有一个神的祭物。
It's the cross.
这个就是十字架的标记。这是加略山。
I wish I could get it more clear to you, but the Holy Spirit can illuminate it.
求圣灵把这个点照亮我们。
The Holy Spirit came upon the Lord Jesus to enable him to die daily for 3 years.
在这个时候，圣灵降在他身上，要帮助耶稣能够天天死。
And then finally, to be the ultimate, complete, absolute sacrifice for sin.
最后那一天，他能够完全把自己放在祭坛上，成为我们的赎罪祭。
As our brother said this morning,
像我们弟兄早晨说了，
It was by the eternal spirit that Jesus offered himself up to God without spot or blemish.
借着永远的灵，耶稣基督献上自己，没有瑕疵。
The Holy Spirit came upon the Lord Jesus.
圣灵降在耶稣身上，
that he might enter the service that he was destined for.
从那一刻起，他能够进入这一个他所预先定下的侍奉，他的职事。
That he might fulfill the purpose in his coming.
使他能够完成他来到这个地上的使命。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
this is always the purpose of the Holy Spirit coming upon you.A child of God.
圣灵来到我们每一个人身上，他的目的都是一样的。
It is not for our satisfaction.
他不是来满足我们。
It's not for our fullness.
不是来让我们达用某种完全。
It's not for some kind of personal aggrandizement.
不是我们自己的在一种了不起的经历。
It's not for building some empire of our own.
不是让我们这个人得到某一种特殊的能力。
The Holy Spirit comes upon a child of God to enable that one to die daily.
圣灵降在我们身上，要让我们能够有一个力量，能够天天向自己死。
It was as if the Holy Spirit came upon the Lord Jesus so that he could bear.Spiritually, he could bear the cross beam of the cross for 3 years.
好像从预表的意思上来讲，好像这个时候圣灵帮助耶稣每天能够带着那一个十字架的那一个横的更光啊棍子能够背着。
Yeah. You understand? You always see these pictures of a great cross. There was no such thing.
你们在电影上或图像上看到一个大十字架，没有，事实上没有这回事。
The stake was always in place.
那个十字架的直的那根棍子已经插在山上了。
Sometimes it was a tree,
或者是一根树。
Sometimes it was just a great stake,
或者一个棍子，柱子。
But those sentenced to be crucified bore the cross beam on their shoulders.
这个要上十字架的人是背着这根横的棍子在身上的。
And around their neck was hung a card.
那么在这个颈子上就挂了一个卡。
With the sentence of death.
上面写宣判死刑。
This is what the Apostle Paul meant when he said, We have the sentence of death within ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves.
这就是保罗所说的这句话，我们身上带着耶稣基督的死的宣判，让我们能够在这个地上。
But in God who raiseth the dead,
但是在基督里，神又把他提升起来。
We have the sentence of death, and we're on our way to the place of execution.
我们每一个基督徒应该知道，我们对自己是有这个死的宣判。
When the Holy Spirit came upon the Lord Jesus,
当圣灵降在耶稣的身上
，it was to enable him to bear the cross beam for 3 years.
这里就象征着圣灵给他力量，能够抬着这一个十字架的杆子走三年的路。
In all his actions,
在他一生的工作。
In all his responses,
在他一生的反应。
In everything he did,
在每一件他所做的事情上。
Beloved brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
what do we learn from this?
我们从这一个受洗学什么功课呢?
I say it reverently.
我很恭敬地说,
firstly,
第一个,
the Messiah needed the Holy Spirit to die daily.
这位受膏的弥赛亚他需要圣灵的帮助能够让他天天向自己死。
The Messiah needed the Holy Spirit in order to go through finally to the cross.
弥赛亚需要圣灵帮助他能够一直走向最后十字架哥哥他山。
He needed the Holy Spirit in order to offer himself up without spot or blemish.
他需要这位圣灵来帮助他使他能够奉献成为一个无瑕疵的祭物。
To become the source of eternal salvation for all of us who put our trust in him.
成为我们所有得救人的根源。
Second thing.
第二个点。
We need not only the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we need the anointing.Of the Holy Spirit.
我们基督徒不单单需要圣灵的内住，我们也需要圣灵的浇灌。
The indwelling of the Holy Spirit brings fruit.
圣灵的内住带出圣灵的结的果子。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit brings power.
但是圣灵的浇灌带来的是能力。
The ability to overcome.
这个能力让我们能够得胜。
The ability to fulfill God's purpose in your life.
这带给我们能力能够把神在我们身上定规的旨意来完成。
The ability that you might become a watershed of rivers of living water.
也带给我们能力让这一个圣灵可以让我们从我们的骨腹中流出活水的江河来。
You cannot divide the Holy Spirit.
我们不能够把圣灵切开
and say I will have the indwelling of the Spirit but I will not have the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我只要圣灵的内住我不要圣灵的浇灌
The anointing of the Holy Spirit is absolutely essential.
圣灵的浇灌是绝对的重要
Every single thing that was of God was anointed in the temple.
在圣殿里面凡是神所用的器皿都是被膏抹的
Everything.
每一件事物
Anything that was not anointed, God would not use.
没有经过膏油的神不会用
An unanointed Christian, God will not use.
同样没有受圣灵浇灌的基督徒神不能用你
Because then it is their saved flesh that is doing the work.
因为如果你没有圣灵的浇灌你所做的工是靠着你是肉体来做的能力
Then it is their unbroken energy.
是一个没有受到破碎的天然能力
their own talents and gifts
是他自己天然的聪明
Every single thing in the tabernacle was anointed
每一个在会幕里的器皿都是受膏的
Altar of burnt offering the laver
从外院的祭坛到洗濯盆
the lampstandShowbread table, incense,
灯台，这个陈设饼的桌子，金香炉
，the ark of the covenant,
到这个约柜
，the tent of meeting,
到整个的帐幕
，the priest,
祭司
，the Levite,
利未人
，the prophet,
先知们
，the king,
君王
，everyone was anointed,
每一位都要受膏。
There was no such thing as anything unanointed.
在所有的侍奉中没有一样人事物是不受膏的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
there may be some who go overboard on this matter and do the weirdest and strangest thing.
是有人做了一些非常稀奇古怪的极端的事情
There may be many things taught that are not biblical.
也有很多的教导是没有圣经根据的
But the facts still remain.
但是我们要看事实是什么
Every child of God
每一个神的儿女
needs to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
需要圣灵的内住
and anointed by the Holy Spirit.
然后需要圣灵的浇灌。
Then there is another thing. We cannot carry the cross without the Holy Spirit.
第三点是，就是如果没有圣灵的浇灌，我们没有力量背十字架跟随主。
Try it.
你不妨试试看。
Please.
请。
Try it.
试试看。
See if you can carry the cross without the Holy Spirit.
看看你能够背十字架多久，如果你没有圣灵的帮助。
I tell you what you will have.
我可以预告你。
Religion.
你可以得到一个宗教。
Sad, miserable, interned, defeated,Religion.
是一个非常 悲剧性的、一种宗教，一种传统，一种
As our brother said this morning,
像我们弟兄今天早上说的
Andrew Murray, The Spirit leads to the cross and the cross leads to the Spirit.
圣灵带我们走向十字架，而十字架又把我们带回到灵里。
I know of no one who is crucified and living a crucified life who is not anointed.
我从来没有碰过这样的一个基督徒能够走十字架的路而没有圣灵的帮助。
It is just religion.
如果他这样做的话，这是一个宗教而已。
And there's an awful lot of religion in many of us.
我们每一个人都有很多的 宗教传统在我们里头。
We know all the teaching about the cross.
我们听了很多关于十字架的教导。
But we're still filled with jealousy.
但是我们里面总是有一个嫉妒。
Gossip.
也有 谣言。我们在话说背后说人家在那里。
Factions.
分党结派。
Worldliness.
跟世俗化。
And a thousand and one other things.
我们身上可以找到各式各样的问题。
We can speak about the cross, sing about the cross.
我们可以唱十字架，说十字架。
But without the Holy Spirit,
但是如果没有圣灵呢？
It never becomes a reality.
那就没有办法让十字架成为我们真实的经历。
Why?
为什么？
Because the deepest instinct in the human being is self-preservation.
因为人自己的本能，最深处的本能乃是自我保护，自我中心。
We need the incredible power of the Holy Spirit to overcome that instinct of self-preservation and help us to fall into the ground and die.
我们需要圣灵的能力来促使我们能够像一粒麦子一样落在地里死了，能够真正胜过我们每一个人的本能是自我保护的。
We can never fulfill our ministry. We can never fulfill God's purpose without the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们如果没有圣灵，我们根本谈不上来服侍神永远的旨意，来完成神在我们身上所有的托付。
I, for myself, know very well what I tried to do.
我自己的一生，我知道我的经历。
I tried to minister to people.
我尝试过要帮助人。
I tried to teach them.
我尝试过要做教导的工作。
I tried to save them.
我也试着要传福音救人。
To convert them.
要把他们改变。
What a mess I got myself into.
我的经验是何等的可怕的结局。
It was all religion.
因为搞了半天都是宗教。
Of course, I thought it was what a Christian ought to be.
但是在我当时，我认为这就是基督徒该做的事。
I came from a non-Christian background.
因为我自己的家庭是不信主的。
So for me, I thought this is what a Christian ought to be.
所以我就想象基督徒应该是怎么样子的。
But it didn't work.
但是到头来没有一件做得成功。
And I found it the heaviest thing in the whole world to be a Christian.
所以我的结论是说，做基督徒是非常挑重担的人。
only when I was with everybody else all singing wonderful hymns. Then I felt a bit better.
我唯一喜乐的时刻是跟弟兄姊妹在一起唱诗，我就学得很好了。
But as soon as I was on my own, that awful heaviness came back.
但是我一成为一个基督徒自己一个人在一起，在自己的里头的时候，我就觉得很重很重了。
So then I would renew my, redouble my efforts to be a good Christian.
所以我就要再花点力气，让我做得更好一点。
And I made the situation far worse.
所以就更糟糕。
When the Lord opened the heaven for me.
有一天神把天向我打开,
and suddenly I saw the Holy Spirit was in me and on me.
让我看见圣灵不但内住在里头,
I saw Pentecost as a historic fact.
我看见这一个五旬节的经历, 它是一个历史的事实,
once for all.
是在历史中,
I could enter into.
发生过，而且我可以进入。
It was mine.
这个是我的。
I had no idea that it was mine.
以前我根本不知道。
And in that moment, I gave the keys to the Holy Spirit.
所以在那一刻，我把这个钥匙给了圣灵。
And then, suddenly, I realized I was crucified with Christ. I'd never heard of such a thing.
在那一刻，我也忽然间明白什么叫做与基督同钉十字架。
It was the greatest relief I have ever experienced as a Christian.
这是我做基督徒这一生最大的释放。
I didn't have to try anymore. I just sank back.
我不需要再想要尝试努力了，我就是坐在那里轻轻松松的。
I just became myself. Isn't that unbelievable to say as a Christian I became myself?
我就是做一个老老实实的Lance Lambert.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it began.
这就有一个新的开始了。Beloved
brother and sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
if you have any argument with me,
如果你要跟我辩论,
let me say this.
让我跟你说,
if the Lord Jesus, who was born of the Holy Spirit,
如果耶稣是从圣灵生,
and indwelt by the Holy Spirit,
也住在圣灵, 圣灵住在他里面,
needed the anointing of the Holy Spirit to fulfill his ministry.
他也需要圣灵的浇灌来完成神托付他的使命。
So do you.
所以你也需要。
And so do I.
我也需要。
I think that settles an argument.
这就没什么好辩论。Then
there is the second thing.
好，我们看第二个重点。
Here, the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus.
我们来看主耶稣的登山变相。Now,
our brother spoke about that this morning.
我们弟兄早晨说过了。And
all I want to say is I think it is amazing what happened in that transfiguration.
在变化山上所发生的事情是很稀奇的事。We
often think of the transfiguration as a kind of spotlight that shone on the Lord Jesus.
我们有一个错觉，好像那天是一个镁光灯照在耶稣的身上。You
know, like a searchlight, it suddenly found him, and there he was, sort of lit up by a searchlight, by a spotlight.
好像有一个探照灯突然间照在耶稣的身上，他就亮起来了。As
if the light was focused on him.
这个整个的灯光焦点在他的身上。And
made him very bright.
所以耶稣就放光。
But that is not what happened in the transfiguration.
但事实不是如此。
It was a change that took place.
那一天在山顶是一个改变。
Something was switched on inside.
它里头好像有一个开关开了。
It was the glory of God.
是神的荣耀。
Suddenly the glory of God did not just shine on him, it shone out of him.
从他的里面照出来。
And he was transfigured.
他改变了。
His face shone like the sun.
他的脸目放光像日头。
His clothes radiated light.
他的衣裳洁白放光。
People often ask me, are we going to wear anything in the glory?
有的时候有人问我说，我们在荣耀中还穿衣服吗？
I don't often get the Chinese asking me that question. I get Germans and Scandinavians asking me that.
中国人没有问我这个问题，都是北方的人。
Chinese always ask me, are we going to eat in heaven?
中国人不问我，就说我们到将来我们还有的吃嘛。
These questions are all answered.
这些问题老早圣经都答复了。
This glory shone out of the Lord Jesus.
从耶稣的身体里有光芒外射。
It was as if somehow or other something happened to his being.
在耶稣整个的人有一个大的改变。
Now, this is interesting. What is transfiguration?
这个身体的改变是什么意思？
It is the glory of God from within.
意思就是说神的荣耀从我们的里面出来。
Transforming the human being.
就把这个人整个改头换面了。
Changing them.
完全变。
And yet they are still the same.
但是还是这个人。
Something happens.
却变了。
The Lord Jesus was not transfigured as God the Son.
他在这一刻不是变成神的儿子。
He was transfigured as the Son of Man.
他呢这个时候变是以人子的身份来变。
If you can bear with me for a moment,
有点耐心。
In 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 45 to 47, it speaks of him as the last Adam.
在哥林多前书十五章说有一段话说到他是末后的亚当。
Listen to it. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Howbeit, that is not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is of heaven.
15章45节，经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成为有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵，但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。头一个人是出于地，是乃是土；第二个人是出于天，那属土的怎样，凡属凡属土的也怎样，属天的怎样，凡属天的就怎样。
The Lord Jesus was not the second Adam.
耶稣不是第二个亚当。
He was the last Adam.
他乃是末后的亚当。
He closed the whole thing.
他把亚当整个结束了。
When he went to the cross,
他上十字架的时候，
he not only died to save us,
他不但死来拯救我们，
but he died as us,
而且他代表我们死。
He took Adam to the cross.
他把亚当跟他一起钉十字架。
The Lord Jesus is the last Adam.
耶稣是末后的亚当，
but he is the second man.
但是他是第二个人。
Adam was the first man.
亚当是第一个人。
Jesus is the second man.
耶稣是第二个人。
And the Lord Jesus as man.
当耶稣作为人，
succeeded where the first man fell.
他达到了第一个亚当没有达到的。
Sorry, go ahead.It says in Romans chapter 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马3章23节说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
If, as our brother said this morning, if Adam had taken of the tree of life instead of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
好像这个时候主耶稣所做的事情是他吃了生命树，而不是像亚当夏娃吃了那个知识善恶树。
There would have been a whole training period.
就有一个训练的时期。
A probation period.
或者是一个观察的时期。
He would have learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
耶稣在地上的时候，他借着在地上学，经过受苦学顺服的功课。
And if he came through,
如果他成功了，
Adam and Eve would have been transfigured in glory.
亚当夏娃就改变进到荣耀。
And the whole story of this world and of mankind would have been different.
那整个人类历史就改写了。
But he fell short of the glory of God.
但是亚当本身是亏缺了神的荣耀。
He disobeyed God.
他违背了神的旨意。
He took of the tree that was forbidden. Now people often say to me, they argue about what was the tree? Was it an apple tree? Was it an orange tree? Was it an apricot? Some think it was a mango.
有的人在吹毛求疵说这个到底是苹果树还是梨子树还是什么树?
Brother and sister, it wouldn't have mattered if it was a rose bush.
其实它是什么树不重要。
The point was the Lord said, don't eat of that tree.
重点是神说了这个话,不可以吃这个树上的果子。
It wasn't the taste.
不是它的味道不好。
It wasn't the fruit.
不是它的果子有什么毒。
It was the disobedience.
是不听神的话。
That was the key to falling short of the glory of God.
因着没有顺服神的话,使人堕落到亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now the Lord Jesus comes.
现在耶稣来了。
As the second man.
他是以第二个人的身份来的。
And he is tempted in all points like as we are.
这个第二个人受了各样的试探,像我们每一个人受试探一样。
Yet without sin.
但是他却没有犯罪。
And he succeeds where the first man failed.
他成功了,是成在第一个人失败的点上。
Do you follow me?
你能够跟着我的思路吗?
As our brother said this morning,
我们弟兄早上说,
at that point, the Lord Jesus could have stepped into heaven.
在那一个得胜的时刻, 他可以进到荣耀里面。
He could have ascended to the throne of God.
他可以直接上宝座。
And there would have been one man in the glory.
那如果是这样的话呢, 那只有一个人进到荣耀里。
One man
who
succeeded.
他成功了。
Where all the rest failed.
而所有其他的人都失败了。
And this is where we see the cross in the Lord Jesus before he even came to Calvary.
所以你可以看到在这个时候他已经把那个十字架的原则表露出来,虽然还没有上加略山,
he turned away and set his face toward Jerusalem.
他拒绝了直接出到天上,他就转向
It is very interesting that almost immediately, a multitude comes to him.
一个有意思的事情就当他转向面向耶路撒冷就有许多的群众来到找他。
And the father almost out of his mind.
这时候父神几乎受不了了。
Oh, he says,
他就说,
I brought my son to your disciples, and they couldn't do anything.
我把我的儿子带到门徒中间, 你们这些人不能做任何的事。
He is filled with something.
他充满了什么?
He foams at the mouth. He rolls on the floor.
有一个人, 他说我的儿子倒在地上, 口吐白沫。
He damages himself.
他一直在伤害他自己。
Can you do anything?
你能不能为我的儿子做点什么事?
And whilst Jesus turned to the boy had at that point an exceedingly powerful convulsion.
耶稣就转向看这个儿子的时候,这个儿子正是在最糟糕的时候。
Dear brothers, dear sisters, this is a picture of the world we live in.
这幅图画, 就是整个我们所活的这个世界的一个缩写,
demonized,
完全被鬼附了,
at one moment so intelligent,
一面的时候他很聪明,
so sophisticated,
很有思想,
so clever,
很聪明,
so creative,
很有创造力,
so beautiful,
很漂亮,
and the next moment,
但是到下一刻呢,
wallowing on the ground,
他就在地上打滚,
foaming at the mouth,
口吐白沫,
caught by another power,
就被另外一个势力占有了,
something satanic,
是撒旦的力量,
something destructive,
破坏他,
something out of which that poor boy could not get 这一个孩子自己是没有办法控制的。And which over which the disciples were paralyzed.
而他的门徒们没有一个能够帮助他。
What a picture of the church.
这不是就形容今天地上教会的光景吗？
What a picture of the world.
这也是说了今天世界的那一个可怜的光景。
It would have been easier for the Lord Jesus to have stepped into the throne of God.
如果主就在登山变相直接登上宝座，他的日子好过多了。
But instead, he turns and deliberately comes down and throws the demon out of the little boy.
这里你看到主转向面向耶路撒冷，现在面对这一个受苦的群众，来救这一个被鬼附的孩子。
In one sense, that's what God has done for every one of us.
在这个意义上，就是神今天在我们每一个人身上所做的工作。
He's thrown out the devil.
他把我们身上的鬼赶出去。
He has delivered us from the power and authority of darkness.
他把我们从黑暗的权势中释放出来。
And transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son.
要把我们带进他儿子的荣耀国度中。
How did he do it?
他怎么做的呢？
Not by the transfiguration, although that was important.
他不是借着登山变相来做的。
But by the cross.
乃是借着十字架来做的。
There is no other way.
因为没有第二条路。
Lastly,
最后一点
Gethsemane,
科西马尼园。
It is my conviction that the Lord Jesus won the battle of Calvary, not on Calvary, but in Gethsemane.
这是我个人的一个领受，耶稣基督得胜魔鬼，不是在十字架上得胜的，而是在科西马尼园得胜的。
Once he won the battle in Gethsemane,
他在那个园中的得胜
，he was calm,
他就非常平静。
He could go forward,
他就可以面对前面。
He could stand before Pontius Pilate,
他能够站在比拉多的面前。
Before the religious leaders.
在大祭司的面前
Herod,
在希律的面前
He could stand before that crowd of brutal Roman soldiers.
他能够站在这些野蛮的罗马兵丁面前
He went through it all.
他经过了每一个
When they nailed his hands to the cross, he said, Forgive them, Father.
他能够让罗马的兵丁钉他的手的时候，他能够祷告说赦免他们
They don't know what they're doing.
因为他们不知道他们在做的什么。
What a prayer.
这是何等伟大的祷告。
The Father answered it.
因为这个是父的答应他祷告。
Some of those soldiers got saved.
因为中间这些罗马兵有人得救我。
It's an amazing, amazing way in which the Lord Jesus faced the cross. Once he won the battle in Gethsemane.
所以你可以看得出来，主在这个后面所有的这一关一关过得去，是因为他前面有哥西马尼园的得胜。
But what happened in Gethsemane?
到底在这个园中发生什么事呢？
Gethsemane means simply in Hebrew, Gat Shemin, just means oil press.
这个字在希伯来文它的意思是油榨油的地方。
What happened in this garden?
在这个园子里发生什么故事
？Was Jesus afraid of the pain？
是耶稣怕痛吗
？Look at him，
注意看他。
He didn't just stand and pray， which is the normal Jewish way to pray。
他不是站在那里祷告，像一个犹太人一样。
He didn't just kneel，
他也不是就是跪在那里
，which is another way to pray，
也是犹太人另外一种祷告的方式。
He fell on his face。
他乃是趴在地上
prostrate
趴在地上
and said Father
父啊
if this cup can pass from me let it
若是可行请让这个杯
nevertheless not as I will but as thou wilt.
但是不要照我的意思，乃是要照你的意思。
What was it the Lord Jesus? What was it that seized him?
在那一刻，什么抓住他？
Why was he so distressed?
为什么他这样严重的忧伤？
After all, he knew from eternity that it was the cross that would be the fulfillment.
他老早就知道十字架是达到这个神旨意的方法。
He was born to die.
他来到这个世界的出生就是为了死。
Why did he suddenly have these second thoughts?
那为什么在科西马尼园的时候他又 有第二个意思呢？
Brothers and sisters, listen to me.
注意听。
So great was the trauma through which Jesus went.
在这个极大的痛苦里头，
He said, My soul is exceeding sorrowful to the point of death.
主耶稣自己说，我的里面忧愁几乎要死。
That wasn't just Jewish exaggeration.
这不是犹太人的夸张语句。
Luke tells us that he sweat drops like blood.
我们读了路加福音的记载，是说他的汗流如血点滴在地上。
And medical authorities tell us that there is a form of trauma in which blood actually comes out in perspiration.
那医学上也告诉我们，人会在极大的痛苦里面，可能我们的微血管会像出血。
And it's nearly always just before death.
这种现象发生的时候，都是在人要死之前的那一刻有发生。
There were two things that happened in the garden. Listen to me.
注意听。
The first was this.
第一件发生的
是 Satan brought before Jesus all the horrors of one who was sinless being made sin.
这里有一位无罪的现在为我们成为罪，撒旦就把所有这个罪有的结果在那一刻带到耶稣面前。
Satan is a past master at this.
他是一个专家，恐吓专家。
He brought before the Lord Jesus vision after vision after vision.
他把一切所有最可怕的景象带到耶稣面前。
All the sin in the world
世界的罪
being piled upon one person
都倾倒在他的身上。
The sin of it
Stalin, 希特勒
Mao Zedong, Saddam Hussein, and a thousand others,
还有千千万万的人
the whole of history,
这整个人类的历史
from its beginning to its end,
从它的开始一直
all that sin,
所有类的罪
with all its evil,
那些可怕的事
gathered upon the Lord Jesus,
现在都倾倒在耶稣的身上。
For the Lord Jesus, it was the unknown.
对耶稣来讲，他是无罪，他对这一切都不知道的。
Never before had he been divorced from his father.
因为他从来没有离开他的父。
Not for a moment.
一刻都没有。
In all his being.
在他一生之中。
Had he ever been separated?
他从来没有跟父分开过。
Satan played on him.
所以在这里，撒旦在那里恐吓他。
Wait till I get you.
让我来抓住你。
See what I will do.
我来吓你。
In Hebrews, in chapter 5, it tells us that he was heard. His prayer was heard.
希伯来书五章说到儿子这样的祷告蒙神垂听。
I believe that the Lord Jesus, it wasn't the torture, it wasn't the ridicule, it wasn't the nails, it wasn't the physical ill treatment.
这耶稣在这一刻所受到的问题，神他所心里面祭奠的，不是那个肉体上的痛苦，不是那个钉要钉他，都不是这些。
It was the divorce from the Father.
乃是跟父断开。
When he was made sin for us. 当他承担了人类所有的罪
Let it sink in
好好的想一想
Made sin for us
无罪的却因我们成为罪
Made our sin
他为我们成为罪
That's the first thing
这是在克西马尼园发生的第一件事。
For a moment, the Lord Jesus said, Father, is there not another way?
所以他祷告的时候说，父啊，还有第二个选择吗？
I do not believe for a moment that Jesus believed that. He knew there was no other way.
当然我绝不相信耶稣知道还有另外一条路。
That's why he almost immediately said, "Not as I will, but as Thou will."
所以他的祷告是马上接下去说，不要照我的意思，
he knew there was
照你的意思，因为他知道没有第二条路。
Thank God, the second thing was Satan tried to kill him in the garden.
第二件事情，撒旦想要在那个晚上就杀了他。
I believe it.
我相信
I believe that Satan tried to bring Jesus into such a trauma that he could have died.
撒旦在那一刻想把主耶稣带到这样的一个光景里头，他忧伤几乎要死，可以就在那里死掉。
He would never have got to Calvary.
这样他就上不成加略山。
An angel came. Even the Father said to an angel, "Get down there immediately."
所以你看，父就打发天使
strengthen him
来。帮助他
Don't let this trauma kill him.
不能让耶稣在这一刻死了
Don't let my enemy win.
不能让仇敌在这个时候赢了
And almost immediately, Jesus got up and said, "You can sleep."
接着主耶稣起来就对门徒说：“你们可以睡。”
I've won.
我赢了，我得胜。
Dear brothers and sisters.This is the cross and the Messiah.
这里你看到十字架与弥赛亚的关系。
When next you break bread and drink the wine, remember.
你喝饼喝杯的时候，你要纪念这件事。
This is what it cost your Lord to save you.
这是他救你的代价。
This.Is what he had to suffer.
这是他必须所受的苦。
That you and I might be apathetic, lukewarm, affluent, undevoted, self-pleasing, selfish.
他这样难道就是促使我们今天还是为着自己而活？是追求世上的成功，追求自己的满足，过自己的生活吗
？Cross and the Messiah, dear family of God,
神的儿女们
，Not in all eternity will we ever know what it really cost the Lord Jesus to win.
我们即使进到永世，我们还是没有办法完全明白。主为我们所付出的代价。
Not even when we've been there a million, million, million years.
即使在天上过了几百万年，我们还无法真的理解主为我们付的代价。
We are created beings.
我们是受造之物。
With finite minds.
我们的智慧有限。
Not even in eternity will we ever really know what it cost the Lord Jesus.
我们进到永世，我们都无法理解他为我们付的是何等的代价。
But this we know.
但是有一点我们知道。
In that garden, he won the battle.
在克西马尼园，他得胜了。
And he went forward with absolute calmness.
他得胜的是在绝对的安稳中得胜。
And he never lost that calmness.
他没有任何的惊慌。
Until When the darkness came across the whole earth, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
在那一刻，当天地都昏暗的时候，他喊着说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
The unknown had become his experience.
在那一刻，使他进入了未知的状况。
In that moment that he had feared so much in the garden, in that moment it became his experience.
在那一刻。他在克西马尼园所害怕的事情现在变成事实了。
Don't despise your salvation.
我们不可以轻视我们的救恩。
Don't treat the love of God for you lightly.
不要把神这样对我们的爱情我们把它当作平常。
As if you deserve it.
好像我们配。
What arrogance.
哦，这是何等的粗鲁。
Your Lord.Loved you so much.
主爱我们这么深。
And he went through all of this. And he didn't need to.
他经过这一切，而这一切又他是不需要经过的。
He had been glorified.
因为他已经进到荣耀。
He could have reached the throne as a man alone.
他可以达到宝座，就是以人的身份就可以了。
But he wanted to bring.Many sons to glory.
但是他要带许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，May our hearts be touched.
愿我们的心被他感动。
We are Laodicean.
我们在的时代是老底家的时代。
We don't understand our real condition in the sight of God.
我们不明白我们在神眼中今天真正属灵的光景是何等的可怜。
Many of us don't hear the voice of the Lord.
因为很多的时候我们根本连神的声音都听不见了。
We've got so much knowledge up here.
我们在脑袋里面装了很多的知识。
That it actually makes us deaf to his voice.
多到一个地步我们耳朵听不见主的声音。
May the Lord touch our heart.
愿神摸到我们每一个人的心。让我们谦卑
bring us to repentance,
带我们进入悔改
and bring us back into first love.
然后带回到起初的爱里
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告
What shall we say, Lord?
主啊我们能说什么呢
Forgive us
赦免我们
We often, LordHave so little idea in the busy lives we live, the routine that we have.
主在我们每天生活的生活当中
，we never stop to think, what did it cost you?
我们从来没想过，到底你为我们付了何等的代价
？We even come to your table and break bread and drink the cup.And it's routine.
我们每次擘饼喝杯，我们都把它变成平常，就这么做了。
And yet you said, Lord, do this in an affectionate bringing to mind of what I did.
但是你却吩咐你的门徒要如此行，带着一个非常深刻的情感。
Lord.Touch our hearts.
主啊，碰摸到我们的心吧。
We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。